Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, in the studio today is Amanda, and I met her about a year ago. She was working with a rescue horse named Lucky, and you could watch the episodes on Joey B TV, or you can listen to the podcast show about Lucky. And I just want to first say, Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You know what, Amanda, it was great when we were out on the farm. And before we get into everything about your world championships and all the great things you did horse-wise this year, give us a Lucky update. Tell me about Lucky. What's going on today?
So I still ride Lucky occasionally, but he now, a lot of the younger riders ride him, and the lesson kids take lessons on him like weekly.
Now, is he still as gentle as could be?
Yep.
I was amazed, and again, how well Lucky adapted to Karen, your trainer, and you, and how well, when you were riding him that day on the farm when we were filming, he was just a real cool horse.
He's a good boy.
Yes, he is. Now, your growth as a rider it's grown so much in a short time, so let's discuss your success. But the first thing is, you have a horse named Teddy now. Tell me about Teddy.
Teddy is a 13-year-old chestnut saddlebred. I got him about a year and a half ago, and we've had a lot of success together.
Now, is Teddy a horse that is like, you get to the stable and he just knows that you're there?
Yes, he definitely knows, like, when his owner comes. He's very spoiled, but in a good way. He's super, like, gentle and a good boy.
That is a great thing. So, you know, now that you're into traveling, what is it like when you travel with Teddy?
So whenever we pull up the trailer, he definitely knows that it's time for a horse show. Like, he gets in his, like, so-called horse show mode. He gets excited, and when he gets on the trailer, he can't wait. Sometimes he's a little naughty, and he'll mess with his neighbors just because he's so, like, excited to be there. And then when he gets there, he's even more excited to be, like, surrounded by the horse show. Like, he knows.
It's game time. And really cool. You know what? Horses are athletes the same way that we are athletes, and Teddy knows what it's like to be a pregame then, huh?
Definitely.
Now, this year you went to the World Championship, which is the largest saddlebred show in the world. Tell me about your experience there.
So, ever since I was little, I always dreamed of going, but I never thought I'd be able to go. And so when I found out that it was, like, actually a reality, I was, like, so excited but definitely nervous. And Teddy, like, when it took him, like, 20-something hours to get there, and I flew, and I just remember, like, when I first got there, I was like, wow, like, I'm actually here, and it was pretty crazy.
Now, were you excited and nervous, or just, like, there was, like, was it a mixed emotion, or were you just pure nervous?
A lot of mixed emotions.
All right, well, here's a little hint for you from my coaching, and it's real important that you understand that there is energy, and there is a positive energy, and you take that into your game, your championship, or there's a negative energy. When somebody says, I'm nervous, they're using that energy in a negative way. And you and I were chatting before we went on mic before, and Tom Brady, he talks about proving himself every day. And hey, you've proved, here's a cool thing. Are you excited about next year going back?
Definitely. I hope I can go back next year, or whenever I do get a chance to go back, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And do you belong?
Yes, Teddy and I put up a very good fight, and, like, it's the best of the best there, but I definitely feel like we fit in.
See, and that's what it is, and I always say that to get to the level above, you need to see what it's like. You've already experienced that, and you have that experience that no one can ever take away. So next year when you step, see, I'm a confident man, so next year when you return, you will take that confidence with you, and there will be less negative energy and more positive energy.
Yeah, definitely.
Agreed? Now, good athletes must be taught well. Tell me about your riding instructor, your trainer, Karen Greenwell from 7 Generation Stables.
Karen is a very awesome trainer. She works with every single one of her horses and riders, and she always pushes us to do our best. And she is very supportive and sometimes very hard on us, but in a good way, because she wants to see us succeed. And that's the most important part.
Oh, hey, you know what? If you're not getting pushed every day that you go to riding, you're not becoming a better rider.
Right.
And you, again, and you understand that that's what a great coach is. And, you know, it's funny that, you know, there's a coaching side to me, obviously. And, you know, Karen is your coach. You know, so we say ride instructor, but she's your coach. And if she's pushing you and motivating you to step further, mm-hmm. you're becoming better at what you do. And tell me about Ann Scussell from Scussell Farms. That's the farm you're actually riding on. Tell me a little bit about Ann.
Ann is awesome. She owns an amazing barn, and she took all of us in from seven generations and provides a great place for our horses to live. And she lets all of us lesson kids use her horses to ride, like Lucky and lots of others. And it's awesome, because if she didn't, then we wouldn't be able to have the lessons that we do.
You know, it's really neat. And again, I've had the time, obviously, to spend with Ann, to spend with Karen. They are truly two wonderful women who really
Definitely.
Care. They're just like, there's, again, there's the horse side of them, but then there's that human nature caring side of both of them. They really are. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So currently, and this is what I think is so cool, you're at the World Championship, and currently you are a freshman in high school. So you juggle so many different things going on. Tell me about school.
So it's a big change from middle school to high school, but I really love it. I take two honors classes and the rest advanced, so it's like a big workload. But my first marking period was a success, and I'm enjoying all like the new people I met and the new sports that I'm doing.
Tell me about your sports.
So I did field hockey in the fall, and that was really fun. I was on the freshman team, and it was kind of like low-key, but I never played before, so it was fun to learn something new. And then I just started a few weeks ago winter track, and it's been really fun. My coach is definitely hardcore, but I love running, so it's been fun.
Hey, you add that together, and again, having a passion for the running part of it, and then having a coach, once again, like Karen, who's going to be able to push you a little bit further to get more out of you as an athlete. That's
right.
A great thing. Now, do you find it difficult to ride horses, to do winter track, or in the fall, your field hockey and schoolwork? Is it difficult, or is it a management?
It's definitely manageable, but it does get a little overwhelming sometimes doing it all at once.
Well, it's funny. They did a scientific study, and they found out that athletes during their season perform better in school because they have less goof-off time, so it's time management.
Definitely.
And I'm sure you know all about time management, because if you're not managing your time, you'd be in trouble, huh?
Yep.
Now, your riding season ended on a spectacular note. Tell me about your experience at the Oktoberfest horse show in Massachusetts.
So Oktoberfest is one of the bigger shows we go to every year, and it's always how we end our season. And I've been going for many years now, but this year is probably my best year. I did three classes, and I won all three of them.
How cool is that, really? We were talking off mic before about, you know, you should be proud in your accomplishments. What was it like? Well, let me compare the World Championships to Oktoberfest. Were you more comfortable because you already had some experience? Like, what? Tell me about it.
Well, after I went to Worlds, like I felt like I wouldn't be nervous anymore at the smaller shows because there's nothing like Worlds. So I definitely feel like I was a little bit more confident at Oktoberfest now that I experienced the World Championship. But when they called my number for first place, like I still like felt like so awesome. Like it was amazing.
Oh no! Hey, coming to first place is, again, and I'm proud of you. That in itself is an awesome thing, but it's like you're saying when that happened, but when you stepped out into the ring, there's this bit of confidence that's with you when you step out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy knows, by the way, and you already know this, because it's like we talk about rider and horse, but you become one when you're out there. And when you're confident, Teddy knows that too.
Right. Like he's like a different horse at horse shows. Like he has like his show side, and I feel like he even gives me confidence because I feel how much he loves it and how much he puts into it that it makes me like more relaxed.
That's pretty cool. It's like, again, and that's saying the two of you have become one in, you know, when it comes game time.
Yep.
Now, your success, You are featured in the spotlight article in Saddle and Bridle magazine. That is awesome. How cool was that?
It was awesome. When they contacted my mom that I could have a spot in the highlighted section, like, it was really awesome because when I answered the questions and then I saw it in the actual magazine, I was like, wow, like, I'm up there with, like, all the people that I read about. So it was pretty cool.
And here's the cool thing. You don't realize this, but, like, you're now a role model for younger women. And they're reading going, I want to be like her. And that's a cool thing.
It's pretty amazing.
Now, a professor once said to me that success breeds success. So I thought we'd do something about, because you may not think about this, but you're learning so many different life lessons now that wherever you want to be. Any idea what you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not really sure right now, but I definitely see, I'm not sure if it'll be like my main career, but I definitely want horses in my future.
All right. But it's like, you know, the life lessons that you're getting now, you'll be able to take anywhere, whether it's in the classroom, on the field hockey, whatever it is. So I'm going to throw a word at you. And what I'd like you to do is just tell me what that word means to you in your life now.
Okay.
So the first word is dedication.
So dedication, when I think about dedication, I think all the hard work you put into it and you like work hard and try your best to be the best rider you could be or person you can be because you're dedicated to be successful.
And I like that. And by the way, that is trying to be your best every single day. And that's not always easy, especially when you're juggling what you have.
Definitely.
Now, the next is a term, work ethic.
So work ethic, I feel like I've definitely like have a good work ethic ever since I started with the horses. And in the summer, this stuck with me. I rode a lesson horse named Dicey, and he's like my favorite to ride. And he's challenging, and we were doing this no stirrup work. It's very hard to do no stirrups. And when I was able to drop my stirrups, Karen said, like, that's because of the hard work that you do and, like, your work ethic that, like, has been so amazing that it's made you a better rider. So I work hard in the barn and, like, I'm always the first one to pick up a pitchfork or ask if I can help the younger riders because I feel like it helps me in my riding.
Hey, that in itself is great. And isn't it cool, like, when you're trying to accomplish something and that feeling you get, like, you know, saying no stirrup and you finally get it?
It's amazing.
That's just like, those are the cool feelings in life when you're like, it's like you're pumping your fist. You better not be pumping your fist while you're riding. Like, you're pumping your fist going, yeah, I did it. And that's neat. Now, the next is also a term. And the team I'm going to be speaking about is you, Teddy, and Karen. So the term is believe in your team.
Well, so when I got Teddy, I just got off of a rough start of the season, so I wasn't, like, confident in myself, and I just started a new division, so it was hard for me. But when I got Teddy, like, he changed that, and Karen and Teddy have a great bond, and me and Teddy definitely have, like, a special bond. So all three of us, like, I like to use the word, like, dream team. Like, we work great together, so.
Dream team works for me because I'm thinking about some of the greatest basketball teams that were ever put together, the dream team, and they excluded me. I wasn't on those dream teams, but I should have. I'm kidding. Now, the next word, passion.
Passion, like I feel, I always, when I think of the word passion, I just think horses because that's my passion. I like, every day I think about horses and I have a passion to ride and to be the best rider I can be. It's my passion.
That's great. And that's a great answer on that one. Last word, focus.
So you need a lot of focus to be a good rider. Attention to detail is a big key, especially when you're working to be like showing at Worlds or being an equitation rider, which is one of my future goals. The focus that you need is really important. And that's what makes you, like makes or breaks you sometimes.
And it's funny, you answered that, and that was part of my next question. So in next year, what is your, like, what's your goal? Like, where are you going? What do you want to accomplish?
My goal for next year is to be able to show equitation with Teddy, which is a completely different division than we've ever really done. And it's challenging. I've tried several times with other horses, and I haven't really done great in that division, but it's always been my dream division, so.
So and the only way that, and you know this, the only way that dreams come to is number one, to dream, and then number two, to put that hard work inside of there. Now, this year has been a banner year for you. 7 blue ribbons, gone to the Worlds, first place at Oktoberfest. to me. It's like you always hear the term the sky's the limit, and I'm like, well, why does the sky have to be the limit? And I think for you, the sky's not the limit anymore. You excited about next year?
I'm very excited for next year.
Well, that's great. And Amanda, I just wanted to thank you for coming. You know what? We have to be in the studio today. I'd rather be at the barn with you recorded. But I just want to thank you for coming into the studio and sharing with our audience everything about you.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.